There is an export declaration form requirement. In the past, it was in the form of GR forms or EDF form. Today, it has been virtually waived, required only for certain large quantum of transactions. EDF form for export of goods and software and PROCEAD form will not apply normally. EDF waiver can be granted by Category 1 bank for export of goods if sending out free of cost for purpose of export promotion up to 2% of the average annual exports of the applicant, that is the exporter, during the preceding 3 financial years, subject to a ceiling of 5 lakh rupees. That means you can give gifts, you can give samples, you can give formats of your goods, but the limit has to be 2% or maximum 5 lakh depending on your turnover. Of course, for large status holders, exporters, the limit as per foreign trade policy is 10 lakh or 2% of average annual export realization during the preceding 3 licensing years, that is April to March, whichever is higher. Exports of goods not involving any foreign exchange transactions directly or indirectly requires the waiver of EDF procedure from the Reserve Bank of India. That means if you want to gift some high value item to some relative of yours in a foreign country, you have got to take permission from Reserve Bank of India for waiver of export declaration form. Where export remittances are concerned, all transactions between a person resident in India and person resident in Nepal or Bhutan may be settled in Indian rupees. I have explained to you why. Because our Indian rupees is acceptable in Nepal and Bhutan, and their currency is directly pegged with our currency. So they want to do any business, we want to export any goods to them, they can make payment in Indian rupees. Banks are also allowed to offer the facility of repatriation of export-related remittance by entering into standing arrangements with online payment gateway service providers. This is in case of international credit cards or some other forms of such digital payments. Then we also have participants in the Asian Clearing Union, which will have the option to settle the transactions either in ACU dollar or in ACU Europe. I'll explain to you Asian Clearing Unit a little bit ahead later on. And taking into account the evolving international trade practices, it is also decided that third-party payments for export-import transactions are allowed. But name of that third party should be mentioned in the invoice and the contract which has been produced to the bank. Export proceeds have got to be realized and repatriated in full. Export value for goods, services, software in India within a stipulated period from the date of shipment, like realization and repatriation for export proceeds, shall be 9 months from the date of export for all exporters, including SEZ status holders, EOUs, units in EHTP, STP or BTP, etc. But goods exported to a warehouse established outside India. Now, You see, large exporters, they are allowed to establish custom bonded warehouse in a foreign country, export goods and keep in those warehouses and then sell it locally from there. They need not sell consignment wise to individual exporters. Keep it over there and from there supply to various buyers who are there in that country. And in such cases, the repatriation or realization has got to be within 15 months from the date of shipment. Foreign currency account maintaining is allowed by exporters due to certain reasons, like participation in international exhibitions or trade fairs. They are granted general permission. For opening a temporary foreign currency account abroad, exporters may deposit the foreign exchange obtained by sale of goods at the international exhibition trade fair and operate that account during their stay outside India. But the balance in that account should be repatriated to India through the bank within a period of 1 month from the date of closure of the exhibition or trade fair. And above all, full details of such transactions have to be submitted to the category 1 banks concerned, that is your bank branch having ID code number. Of course, Reserve Bank may also allow exporters who have got good track record from opening foreign currency account with banks in India and outside India, subject to certain terms and conditions. Here, I'll just give you a small idea why. Now, you have exported some goods. You received foreign currency. Now, if you find today that the exchange rate which is being granted by the bank is very low, then don't exchange the foreign currency. Keep it in your foreign currency account if you are a good track record holder, exporter or status exporter. Hold that currency. When that particular foreign currency becomes viable and you feel you get a higher amount of Indian rupees vis-a-vis that foreign currency, then you ask your bank that he should sell that currency from your account to the market, foreign currency market. Or if you need foreign currency for your import transactions, in that case, if you buy the foreign currency from the currency market through your bank, then always there is a difference between foreign currency incoming and foreign currency outgoing. The currency required for import is higher, more costly. If you keep it currency as such in the bank, then from that account send it directly. There's no need for having any currency difference at all for obtaining foreign currency. Of course, advance payment for export is allowed. If exporter receives advance payment from a buyer outside India, he has to ensure that shipment of good is made within 1 year from the date of receipt of advance payment. And in case there is any interest clause on the advance payment, that interest clause should be based on LIBOR, that is London Interbank Offered Rate plus 100 basis points. And of course, above all, the documents covering the shipment are routed through the AD category 1 bank through whom the advance payment is received. That means if you have received payment through one AD code branch, you have got to route your documents, shipment documents, to that branch only. Of course, here also banks allow exporters having minimum 3 years satisfactory track record to receive long-term export advance up to a maximum tenure of 10 years to be utilized for execution of long-term supply contracts for export of goods. This is where you need a gestation period for manufacturing of specific products as per certain specific standards of the foreign buyer. Bank may also allow purchase of foreign exchange from the market for refunding such advance payment of EFC account only after realizing the entire balance held in the exporter's EFC accounts. Banks may also allow exporters to receive advance payment for export of goods which may take more than 1 year to manufacture and ship, but the export agreement has got to provide shipment of goods extending beyond 1 year. The contract should show shipment beyond 1 year is allowed. Banks may also grant EDF export declaration form approval to exporters for granting EDF in cases goods are being exported for re-import after repairs, maintenance, testing, calibration, etc. That means you have got a certain imported goods. After working over a period of time, you find certain huge repairs are required. For that, you have got to send those goods out of India. In such cases, you have got to take an EDF approval so that you ensure that goods are re-imported after repairs, maintenance, etc. And exporter has got to produce the relative bill of entry within 1 month of re-import of the exported item from India. For merchant trade, precautions in handling merchant trade transactions or intermediary trade transactions. Goods involved in the transaction are not permitted to be imported into India. This is for intermediary trade. Transactions do not involve foreign exchange outlay for a period exceeding 3 months. And all rules, regulations, and directions applicable to export out of India are completed with by the export leg. And rules, regulations, and directions applicable to import are also complied with by the import leg of the merchanting trade transactions. Above all, the merchant has to ensure timely receipt of payments for export leg of such transactions. FEMA provisions are attracted since there is export realization and import payment to be made in freely convertible foreign currency in India. And such transactions have to be carried out only through the AD code bank. Here, confirmed orders have to be received from the overseas buyers. Payments have to be realized in freely convertible foreign currency. And inward remittance from the overseas buyer should be received earlier. That means you receive first and then pay. The outward remittance to the overseas supplier will be made subsequently. Or alternatively, you can also have a irrevocable letter of credit which has got to be opened by the buyer in favor of the merchant. And on the strength of this LC, merchant will open a fresh LC in favor of the overseas supplier. Mind you, here the terms of shipments is you import from country A and export to country B without being imported into India at all. Direct shipment. Terms of payment under both the letter of credit will be of even tenor, that means payment at site. And above all, such type of transactions should result in accrual of profit in foreign exchange for our country. This is the only reason why government is allowing you to do this. When we look at guidelines for service exports, invoicing of software exports, of course, such software exports are always on long-term contract basis. And for such contracts involving series of transmissions, the exporters should bill their clients at least once a month. Or billing can also be done on reaching certain milestones as provided in the contract entered with the overseas client. But the last invoice or bill should be raised not later than 15 days from the date of completion of the contract. It would be in order for the exporter to submit a combined soft tax form for all invoices raised on a particular overseas client, including advance remittances received in a month. Contracts involving only one shot operation, the invoice or bill should be raised within 15 days from the date of transmission. That's a one single time transmission case. Exporters have to submit their declaration in form Softex for export of computer software and audio, video or television software. And this has got to be submitted within 30 days to the designated official at the technological parks or EOUs for valuation or certification. The designated official may also certify Softex form for EOU which are registered with them. And these invoices will be subject to valuation of export declared on Softex form by the designated official and amendment made in the invoice or value if any, if required. Project of export and services. That is project export and service exports where you have got large movements or large overseas contracts like the World Bank or IBRD or IDA contracts. And here, to allow greater flexibility to such projects and service exporters in conducting their overseas transactions, various facilities have been given. Here, AD banks or Exim Bank may consider awarding post-award approvals without any monetary limit. You can get credit. They may permit subsequent changes in the terms of post-award approval within the relevant FEMA guideline or regulations. Of course, such exporters of projects and services have to approach the AD banks or Exim Bank based on their commercial judgment and the respective bank branch or Exim Bank should monitor the projects for which post-award approval has been granted by them. It basically means that all your transactions would be monitored by either the AD Bank or the Exim Bank. Project exports have been allowed deferred payment for project exports. Indian exporters offering deferred payment terms to overseas buyers and those participating in global tenders for undertaking turnkey or civil construction contracts abroad are required to obtain the approval of AD Category 1 banks or Exim Bank at post-award stage before undertaking execution of such contracts. And of course, inter-project transfer of machinery are allowed to the Indian exporters for performing any other contract secured by them in any other country, subject to satisfaction and monitoring of the sponsoring AD Category 1 bank or Exim Bank. This is especially for large project exports. Inter-project transfer of funds is also allowed. Your bank may permit exporters to open, maintain, and operate one or more foreign currency accounts in a currency or currencies of their choice with inter-project transferability of funds in any currency or country. Mind you, this is only for large export projects or service projects. Deployment of temporary cash surplus is also allowed, but these surpluses have got to be generated outside India for investments in short-term paper abroad with the remaining maturity of 1 year or less, and as also deposits with branches or subsidiaries of the bank. Repatriation of funds of on-site software contracts. Our Indian importers should repatriate the profits of on-site contracts after completion of the contracts immediately. Export of currency. As I told you, currency exports normal condition is not allowed, but there are certain conditions on which certain quantum is allowed for import and export. Any person resident in India may take outside India other than to Nepal and Bhutan currency notes of Government of India and Reserve Bank of India notes up to an amount not exceeding ₹25,000. Of course, this amount has been changing during the finance bill every year when the finance minister declares finance bill in February end every year, budgeting time. They normally have started increasing this, and what I understand is I think it is coming back rupees per year. Any person resident outside India, not being a citizen of Pakistan and Bangladesh, and also not a traveler coming from or going to Pakistan and Bangladesh and visiting India, may take outside India currency notes of India up to an amount not exceeding ₹25,000 while existing only through an airport. Yes, you want to go for visit to foreign country, you can take. This figure also of 25,000, I think it's being enhanced. Maybe you may be allowed up to 1 lakh rupees. Merchant trade. FEMA guidelines for merchant trade. This is specifically instructions given to the bank more than to you. The merchant may take necessary precautions in handling merchant trade transactions or intermediary trade transactions to ensure that the goods involved in the transactions are not permitted to be imported into India. This is something which the bank has got to ensure and check. Such transactions do not involve foreign exchange outlay for a period exceeding 3 months. And all rules, regulations, and directions applicable to export out of India are complied with by the export leg, and all rules, regulations, and directions applicable to import are complied with by the importing leg of the merchanting trade transactions. And there is timely receipt of payments for the exporting leg of such transactions. Merchant should be a regular customer of the authorized dealer bank and above all a genuine trader in goods and not merely a financial intermediary. Finances are not allowed this facility. authorized dealer should also be satisfied that a merchant is capable of completing the transaction successfully, and ultimately it will result in accrual of profit in foreign exchange for our country. Normally, inward remittance should be received earlier and outward remittance should be made subsequently. Or alternatively, irrevocable letter of credit should be opened by the buyers in favor of merchant, and on the strength of this LC, merchant in turn will open a fresh letter of credit in favor of the overseas supplier. Now, I have explained these points before also to you. Now, those were intermediary participants. Here, these are actual merchant traders who are actually handling the transaction. In the previous case, they were intermediaries, they were not themselves handling, they were only getting a commission. Now here, terms of payment under both LCs will be of even tenor. Advance remittance allowed, but dealer should be satisfied that capabilities of the merchant to perform the obligation arising under this kind of business, and the transaction should result in adequate profit to the merchant, so that of course it will earn foreign exchange for the country. Documentary evidence has to be produced to show that the supplier is insisting upon advance payment. It's not just you simply want to give the payment as you want. No. The buyer is insisting, that is why you are giving. And here, normally, the remittance should be not exceeding $25,000 or its equivalent. And if this limit is increased, the overseas supplier should arrange a guarantee issued by a bank of international repute situated outside India. It is also necessary that business be completed as early as possible and definitely within a period of 3 months from the date of advance remittance. Such transactions should not be kept pending by more than 3 months, and this is where the bank has got to ensure that the parties are following this. FEMA guidelines: for a trade to be classified as merchanting trade, following conditions have been put under FEMA. Goods acquired should not enter the domestic tariff area, that is the country. That state of the goods should not undergo any transformation. Goods involved in merchanting trade transaction would be the ones that are permitted for export import under the prevailing exim policy or foreign trade policy, and all the rules, regulations and directions applicable to exports and imports are complied with for the export leg and import leg respectively. Both import leg and export leg are routed through the same bank, and the bank should verify the documents like invoice, packing list, transport documents and insurance documents, and satisfy itself about the genuineness of this trade. Both the legs of merchanting trade transactions are routed through the same bank, and bank should verify documents like packing credit, packing, invoice, transport documents and insurance, and satisfy about genuineness. Entire transaction should be completed within 9 months, and there should not be any outlay of foreign exchange beyond 4 months. Commencement of merchanting trade would be the date of shipment, export leg, receipt, or import leg, payment, whichever is first. And completion date would be the date of shipment or export leg receipt or import leg payment, whichever is the last.
Friends, you know, as a result of this impact on the globalization on account of this Ukraine war, pandemic, etc., etc., looking to all these crises, India has stepped in now by offering invoicing in Indian rupees. And accordingly, Reserve Bank of India has created guidelines for Vostro accounts rupee drawing arrangements. What are the Vostro accounts? It has been decided to allow foreign inward remittances directly into bank accounts of the KYC compliant beneficiaries under rupee drawing arrangements. Foreign inward remittance received by the authorized dealers category 1 banks, that is the partner banks, having RDA with non-residential exchange houses, they may now be credited directly to the account of the beneficiary held with a bank other than the ADCO category 1 bank, that is the recipient bank, electronically. That means transfer of the funds would be done electronically using these Vostro accounts. The partner bank shall ensure that the accurate originator information and necessary beneficiary information is included in the electronic message while transferring the fund to the recipient bank. The partner bank should add an appropriate alert in the electronic message indicating that this is a foreign inward remittance and should not be credited to a KYC non-compliant account. Our international trade settlement in Indian rupees has now been allowed by the government of India. We can perform all our international transactions in Indian rupees. It has been decided to put in place an arrangement for invoicing, payment, and settlement of export imports in INR, that is Indian rupees, as delineated below. One invoice, all exports and imports under these arrangements may be denominated and invoiced in Indian rupees, not necessarily US dollars or any other foreign currency. As far as exchange rate is concerned, exchange rate between the currencies of the two trading partners' countries may be market determined exchange rate, not a controlled exchange rate. The settlement of the trade transactions under this arrangement shall take place in Indian rupees in accordance with the procedure which has been laid down by guidelines given by Reserve Bank of India under FEMA. In India, we have created, government has created a Bharat Bill Payment System. This has been enabled by Reserve Bank of India to process cross-border inbound bill payment under the rupee drawing arrangement. Foreign inward remittance received under the RDA can be transferred to the KYC compliant beneficiary bank accounts through electronic mode, such as NEFT, IMPS, etc., subject to the procedure and conditions mentioned in the guidelines. This can now be transferred to the KYC compliant bank account of the biller, that is the beneficiary, through Bharat Bill payment system. It has eased the transfer of funds.
Thank you.